Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law has spent the day in Rome. He flew there secretly over the weekend to confer with the Vatican amid growing calls for his resignation and street protests by angry Catholics in Boston. His trip follows new revelations that Law overlooked charges of sexual misconduct by priests longer than previously thought. The Archdiocese has not confirmed the reason for Law's sudden trip, but there are reports that Law is in Rome to talk with Vatican officials about several tough questions now facing the Church. How to handle lawsuits by victims of sexual abuse? Should the Church file for bankruptcy? And should Cardinal Law resign? On the line now from Rome is John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. John, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Cardinal Law met with the Pope back in April, and at that time he offered to resign. Any indications that he's made a similar offer this time?
Well, I think once you put that offer on the table, to a certain extent, it stays there, and it's up to the Pope to decide when to pick it up. I think to understand how the Pope thinks about this, you first have to realize that this is a man who is himself facing calls for resignation. I mean, there are voices out there that think the Pope is too old, too weak. So I think his strong psychological bias is that when the job gets tough, that's precisely the moment in which you don't walk away from it.
Well, that job is getting much tougher now. There are stepped-up calls for Cardinal Law to step down. More than 50 priests have signed a letter calling for his resignation, which itself is quite extraordinary. Could that somehow influence the thinking there in the Vatican?
Oh, well, there's no question that it is influencing the thinking. I think, you know, what one has to understand is that from the Vatican's point of view, there are other arguments weighing against resignation. One would be the possibility of a domino effect, that if Law were to go down, there are other bishops who would find themselves under more intense pressure to resign themselves. Another is a feeling in the Vatican that, frankly, resignation is too easy, that he ought to stay on the scene and fix the mess that he's made. And a third is a belief that the clamor for Law's resignation comes from people who don't like Law and don't like the Catholic Church for reasons unrelated to the sex abuse crisis. So I think the question is, when does the meltdown in Boston become so ungovernable that it outweighs these other considerations?
Now, the trip, as we mentioned, comes just a few days after the release of new and damaging documents about the Boston Archdiocese. Has the Vatican made any comment about that?
Publicly, no. Privately, I've spoken to officials in two of the Vatican offices who are sort of on the front lines of this thing. They are reading those documents very carefully, and privately, they are quite horrified. What I hear is a growing sense of frustration and dismay that this story just seems to keep getting worse.
Here in America, many are talking about Cardinal Law's resignation as if it is inevitable. Similar sentiments there?
No. Not only are there bishops who are now in other American dioceses who were once Law's aides, who by strict logic should resign if he does, there are other American cardinals that face similar charges. I mean, to name two, Egan in New York and Mahoney in Los Angeles. And there are also cardinals overseas. I mean, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor in England, Cardinal Connell in Ireland are facing very similar pressures. The fear is that if Law were to go down, then all of these guys might be brought down with him. So I think that while they are very sensitive to the concerns being voiced by American Catholics, they're also thinking in terms of institutional management. And these two things do not always sit easily with one another.
John Allen, thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.